For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Sometimes you see something magical from a place that you don't expect it, or you hear something from someone and it's just not what you, again, you're like, you've stereotyped this person, or it's a stranger and you hear them or see them doing something, you go, wow, stranger, I did not paint that for you.
Wow.
And something happened to me yesterday and I was blown away.
Okay.
I have never like eavesdropped more to a conversation of two grown adult men. I was at Richmond Oval in East Geelong. So mm-hmm. that's where East Geelong plays footy, and like we've just moved near the area. So I was like, with my son, like, let's go for a ride on the bikes. We'll go to the Oval. And there was heaps of families running around. Like junior footy had just finished up, and there was a couple of dads that were there. There was three dads, and they were standing kind of in a triangle. Their kids were kind of playing around on the playground there, on the basketball, netball courts, on the footy Oval. They were just running around. And these three guys were having a chat. So I was just there with my son. We're rocking on through. And then I hear one of them being like, you cannot do that. You cannot do that, mate. And so I'm like, oh, what is going on? Again, I love the drama.
I was going to say, you love a sticky bit. You love being a little bit nosy, yeah, getting the gossip. You're fully into it.
Yeah, it's great because it's like, well, this doesn't affect me. But yeah, tell me everything. I need to know. And yeah, so this one guy's going absolutely off his head at this other guy. He's going, you can't do that. You can't do that. They were talking about all of their individual sourdough recipes.
You found your place, mate. These are your people. Did you go, can I play too? Can I come?
Can I come play with you guys? And they were talking, I wish I like wrote down some of the conversation, but it was these three footy-looking blokes again. This is what I'm saying. Like, I did not expect it for them. Their kids are running around. Someone's yelling, you can't say that. And you think, what are they yelling about? And they're talking, he's like, yeah, I only feed it every 3 days, my sourdough starter and all this. And they're like, no, mate, you got to see, the thing is, and then it gets nice. And when you get it and you're making your bread or whatever, it's nice, it's flaky, it's this. And then they started talking about different pastries that they liked in the area. And they had to go here and they had to go there. But they were really spending a lot of energy sharing about their three sourdough starters that they'd all started.
I need to say, these three men are literally your friendship soulmates. You need to hook up with these guys ASAP.
They seem too cool for me, oh, if I'm being completely honest. But I almost did that thing where I was watching my son, but I was like, I was in another land, you know, trying to listen to this sourdough chat. And I've given them a name. I don't know if this friendship group has a name.
Mm-hmm.
But they are this now, and forevermore they'll be known to me as the Sourdough Bros.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I found myself wanting to be, and I have tried this in the past. I've tried to be a sourdough bro, and it's been unsuccessful because of my lack of care, attention to detail, and ability to follow simple instructions.
Yeah, that's a shame because sourdough is delicious, but it sounds like these sourdough bros have got it down pat.
I am looking for other sourdough bros.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bros who are in the market for making some sourdough. Whether that, if you are one of these sourdough bros that was at Richmond Oval in East Geelong and you're listening, if there was a guy with a hat that was kind of walking close by, that was me. That was me. And I would love to hear, because it was just incredible to me that this is what they were all talking about.
Yeah, I mean, are you a bro that loves sourdough? Are you a bread enthusiast?
Yes.
Are you making your own dough?
If you think it's something that we can expand on, like dough, Davo.
Nice, very good. Yeah,
Davo.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. 5223295 Are you a sourdough bro? Ben's in Newcombe. Ben, are you a sourdough bro or do you want to become one?
Oh, I wish I was a sourdough bro, but I just can't get it.
Nice.
Yeah, so you've given it a red hot crack before, have you, Ben?
A few times before. It doesn't rise. It tastes no good. I just can't figure it out.
Because I get so many conflicting messages from other sourdough bros, and they're like, you need to do it in, like, say, an old Vegemite jar, and then because the lid needs to be able to move a little bit. And someone's like, no, you need a full seal. You need to feed it every day. Like, I struggled with the goldfish. I don't know if...
Why would you bring them up? They had a terrible demise.
No, we were released into the wild. And Ben, it's intimidating from the actual sourdough bros that get it, right?
It's so intimidating. And it's also because you can get a decent loaf from the supermarket for $4.50. So the effort that you're putting in, it really, it's got to be good for it to be good.
Okay. David, why do you think sourdoughs, like, a really popular thing? Like, is it, I'm trying to figure out why everyone's about it, because Ben makes a great point. It is available, easy, in the morning for $4.
Well, as you know, I don't necessarily know how to cook very well or do that. So I would always be opting for the $4.50 pre-made loaf.
But is this a trend? Like,
oh yeah, COVID brought the sourdough. 45, yeah, you know? We love it. We love, and I mean, sourdough is a delicious treat. Absolutely. Okay. I wouldn't be able to tell you what it's like to make something from scratch and then be proud of it at the end, because I haven't experienced that in
you
the kitchen.
You and Pride seem to have a weird run in every now and then. Yeah. So you're confirming you're not a sourdough hoe?
No. Oh, you're unwell today, mate. Okay. You're going to pull your head in.
Well, Ben, I think we'll get some bro time, and we'll try and get this dough to rise like Phoenix from the ashes. How does that sound?
Let's yeast it up. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I didn't like that for some reason, but anyway.
Tim and Davo. Beautiful Bailey Smith. He's got himself into some hot water today.
Tell you what. Since he's moved to the Cats from the Doggies, he was already a superstar, but it's just gone to the next level. Obviously, he's a very good footballer, mm-hmm. but just polarizing. Everything he does, whether it's on the field, off the field, people want to know about it.
Well, look, you could call him Geelong's very own Lou Bega. A little bit of
Monica in my life. I get that from him. A little bit of Erica by my side. Obviously, I understand what you are talking about, but maybe just like, what do you mean by that?
Well, look, there has been a bit of strife for Bailey Smith in the Geelong Addy today. They have been reporting that Bailey, as a single man, has been out and about dating multiple women. Can you believe it?
I mean, what? I'm shocked by that. Well, if you're a person like Bailey Smith, like obviously, like looks aside, like you're in a pretty good setup. I assume that a lot of footy players are probably in that setup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'd say so
but
too.
But Bailey's probably in that next level up.
Yeah, well, he has been caught out on TikTok by one of the chicky babes that he was dating.
Oh, no.
So she's put up a photo of her and Bailey Smith, and it says in there, point of view when he's planning his future with you and 400 other girls.
Oh.
And then she's also written on there saying, love bombing should be studied. She's not feeling good, because what's happened is she started looking at all these other girls posting photos with Bailey Smith and started DMing them, finding out when this was happening. There is a particular photo in question at the moment where it was taken with her in the morning, right, at this hotel in front of a mirror.
Hmm.
And then there's another photo with another girl, the same hotel, same mirror. Bailey Smith unfortunately didn't change his outfit, so it's quite obvious that it was the same day.
Yeah.
She's now DM'd the chicky babe and said, hey, when was this taken? It turns out it was 3 hours apart.
So we've got, if anything, we've got a sleuth on our hands here. She's ready to do the dirty work. She's sending out messages. She's wanting to know. She's reaching out. Which is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's also full on at the exact same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, he is a single man. And so, like, I think...
There's nothing wrong with dating multiple people at the right time. And you've got to be open about it, though,
no,
right?
No, I think that's part of it. I think maybe... Look, who knows what's happened behind closed doors, obviously. Yeah. But when you are single, yes, you are allowed to do what you want to do. But it's all, like, I guess it's how you are communicating that with the people involved and how exclusive it certainly is.
Let's go to an alternate universe right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back 10 plus years for me when I was single. Let's go to you, I don't know, when were you last single?
10 seconds ago,
okay,
right now.
Okay, so let's go to those realities. And how do you think you would do seeing multiple, say you got two blokes on the go at the same time and I had two girls on the go at the same time. Who do you think would how do you think we'd handle it?
What do you mean? Like, as if I was juggling two men?
Yeah, if you had two guys and I had two
girls. I'm
so
sorry. That is so far out of the realm for me.
From none to two is crazy. But, again, it's a hypothetical. It's crazy. It's like, what would you do if you lived on Mars? What would you do if two men were interested in you?
Look, maybe I would thrive. I don't know about you.
Maybe I would thrive. If there's two guys that would like to try out this science experiment,
you crumble under pressure, Tim.
I think I'm a pressure player. Pressure makes diamonds, baby. And
I wouldn't be saying that on the radio.
I think, like, schedule-wise, it would have been easy. But I think emotionally, I couldn't cop it.
Oh, logistics-wise, I'd be a nightmare. Emotionally, yeah. I'd be thriving.
You'd book them at the same time on the same day.
Doing Mrs.
spot.
Doubtfire, yeah. Getting changed in different outfits, which is what Bailey should have done in this situation.
Just change the jumper, brother.
He should have done a Mrs. Doubtfire and have two outfits on the go so he could get away with doing it either side. Yeah. Look, you know what? He's a single man. I'm not saying I don't condone this behavior because, look, he's also in his 20s as well. You know, it's all right when you're in 20s. You're in the 40s. That's when it starts getting a little alarming, you know?
Okay. Well, Bailey, there is room for three, and Davo, from what it sounds like, is slightly available.
I'm available,
all
mate.
All right. Well, there you go.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Foxtel.
Kurt Angle.
They killed Kenny.
Previously on 24.
Fox 8. TLC. MTV. The History Channel. This is the Foxtel game.
Yeah, just as Taylor Swift said, I knew it, I knew you. I knew you, Tim, had Foxtel growing up because you reek of it. And that's exactly what this game is all about.
Yeah, we both had a period where you and I both had the not-so-legal setup.
Nah, Dad rigged up a system.
Yeah, Dad's friend rigged up a system. But there was a period when I turned 16 where Mum and Dad bought Foxtel. It's probably secondhand off Marketplace.
Oh, please.
Probably got it on the Trading Post. I did have it.
Yeah, so you lived on a farm, you had a boat, and no. Foxtel, obviously, growing up. Tim, all good, mate.
No, didn't live on the farm after Dad lost his job.
You're awful. You're awful. Just cough it, mate. You had Foxtel growing up.
No, we had to settle for 2.5 acres. I don't know how they're doing it.
You have the air about ya.
So, yeah, doing it tough. Still on that small property right now, Mum and Dad.
Look.
Do you know how hard it was to get the permit to build the chook shed? You won't ever know.
Please.
You won't ever know. It was a second dwelling.
You had Foxtel growing up and you reek of it, mate. Yeah, how does this game work?
It's pretty simple. Anyone can play. You don't have to have had to grow up with Foxtel. You can try and beat Dave and I, the players of the game. But if you grow up with Foxtel, we believe it stains you for life. And honestly, he's looking for the title of Master of Games on the Tim and Davo show. Wazza from Armstrong Creek. Good afternoon, Waz.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you?
Absolutely flying. Davo's well as well. Thank you very much for asking. But Waz,
I've spoken to Davo before.
He does that.
All right, Waz. We're going to try and figure out if you grew up with Foxtel. Waz, did your family have a boat when you were growing up?
No.
Did you have a holiday house?
No, not that rich.
Give us property. Give us like land size.
Standard cryo dwelling.
Okay.
Cryo dwelling. Did you have a second fridge at this cryo dwelling?
No.
When Market Square was heaving, did you used to just go there and go absolutely wild, like running around the mall, the mall, whatever you want to call it? Like, did your parents used to take there and you just go and do what you want?
No, not with Mum and Dad. We used to catch a bus in.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn a musical instrument growing up?
Oh, everyone learnt the recorder, didn't they, in primary school? Yeah.
Again, this game is dangerous for stereotyping.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but that's what it is, right?
Yeah. And a bit of generalising. What was Monday night? Like, did you have set dinner night? So it was like in our house, it was always Monday night was spaghetti bolognese night. Or was it just like getting through?
It was just getting through every night. So we'd have fish and chips on a Friday night. That was it.
Fish and chips.
When it was affordable. All right.
Did your house have heating and cooling?
Eventually we got a split system, but we ended up just started with gas.
I think we've got enough information to stereotype here. What do you reckon?
I reckon definitely.
All right, Wazza, you're going to hear us. We won't be able to hear you, okay?
Yep.
Now, obviously, there's a few things screaming.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe...
What's screaming to you?
Well, maybe less of a whimper. maybe more like, maybe didn't. But maybe that with all these things in mind, that was also the avenue to get Foxtel.
Yeah, well, that's right. Like the cost-saving aspect on other aspects in life, like heating, musical instruments and heating and cooling. No, I'm going to say I don't think Wazza had Foxtel.
Warren would have.
Warren might have.
But Wazza, no. All right, Wazza, we think you did not grow up with Foxtel.
Sorry to disappoint you, but we did.
What? It's like stereotyping.
started off as Galaxy and then turned to Foxtel.
Galaxy! That's epic. Warren, indeed. Sorry, we have judged you fully there, Woz.
Never judge a book by its cover.
No. What a book, though.
Wow, this is certainly proving some...
That stain's... You've done well removing that stain
well
there,
well done, Wozza.
Joys of having a father who was on good money as a teacher.
Good on him. Well, Wozza is absolutely turning into the game master on the show because he's won another game.
I don't know about you, but I reckon we played this for 10 weeks now and I don't think we've got one right.
I think we are great people by the sounds of it.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, there's heaps of different maxing. Probably the most the one that people would have heard the most is looks maxing. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a younger generational language, and looks maxing is the goal is to try and improve your physical appearance. And it's just putting in the work, whether it's gym, it's doing everything to, it's your healthy lifestyle.
It's also usually going to the extremes of things like using a hammer to chisel out your own jaw. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's apparently heaps of different maxing. Now, I've done as much research on maxing as what my brain would let me before I started getting, like, not grumpy. But I was like, what is this stuff? This is dumb. So there's, like, fashion maxing, and that's, like, you really going all out with your wardrobe. There's sleep maxing and really identifying that you really want to include your sleep.
You personally love Pepsi maxing all day, every day. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's hilarious. there was one that you're doing, Davo, which is height maxing, which is you're trying to increase your perceived or actual height.
No, I don't think so. I believe that was more so you, my friend, obviously saying that you're 184 centimetres, which is an absolute lie.
I've been measured.
It was 182.
It was 184 and I've been
It
measured.
Was not. Sorry. We agreed.
No, you kept trying to say I was 180, so I met you at 182.
Just yeah, to get so you you're off my height back. Maxing as well, mate. Case in point.
No, I'm insecure maxing, actually. But there's no maxing that I'm putting myself in this category. I go, that's a real shame. But I saw something on Instagram the other day, and I really like this kind of maxing. Apparently, silly goose maxing.
Oh, yeah, I like this.
What do you think silly goose maxing is about?
What we do all day, every day here, just being silly buggers running around, riff-raff.
I think you and I have an unfair advantage to silly goose maxing because silly goose maxing, what it is, it's you have big goals, you have big dreams, you want to work for them, you want to put in the work, but you want to do it while you're doing it, you want to be the most silly. You want to have the most fun, the most ridiculous. You want to get wild while still determined to reach whatever your goal is. Whether your goal is silly goose mm-hmm. or if your goal is you want to be the CEO of a company, you want to run your own business, you want to get that job, you want to start your own place of work, mm-hmm. silly goose maxing is doing it in the most silly way to get there.
Yeah, I used to just call it being a hot mess. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have thought that this was actually got a title where it's a bit of fun. I like this.
I think it's going to save a lot of people that are labelled as unprofessional present. So I think silly goose maxing is the way forward. I identify as it. And that's what I'll be known for moving forward. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
Great.
Couple of silly gooses honking on the radio.
It's Tim and Davo.
You know me, I'm out here doing my part for the community and finding out which suburbs in Geelong and the Surf Coast are the most friendly.
Yeah, you figured out a great test for this. You will go to a particular suburb and just walk around for a few hours engaging with the community. Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with what the community can offer. It's who's within the community.
Exactly. So the way it works is I usually go for a walk. As you said, I'm on the trot. And I'll say hello to 10 people along the trot, yep. and then I'll score how many have said hello back, and and then we get a rating at the end.
Can we get an example of how you'd say it? Because I think you play a big part, because you can't go too hard, mm-mm. you can't be too up and about, but you also can't just be like, hey, then that's impacting other people.
Yeah, so it might be g'day, or a good afternoon, or... G'day. Yeah, so very g'day. It's very like a friendly, how you going? Yeah, very right. quick little one. Good. Not stopping you. Hi, I'd love to have a chat.
Yeah, because that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's just a little quick sort of arm up, like the country wave that you're doing in the car, you know, the couple of fingers when up, you, say g'day.
My wife will tell me, like, if we're driving somewhere and someone waves and I'm not paying attention, didn't mm-hmm. see it, I get so upset when she tells me because I'm like, no, I never want to be the bloke that doesn't wave when I'm driving around.
Well,
so,
you know, people in Geelong, they don't mind being that bloke because this is where it all came from. Yeah. I went for a walk at the waterfront here in Geelong CBD, did a long trot, said g'day to about 10 people. I got absolutely biscuits back. Yeah. They were at a 10% friendly rating.
All right. Where else have we headed over the last few months?
So I went to, or we've been to Ocean Grove, we've been to Point Addis, we've been to Torquay, all of them pretty friendly.
Yeah, coast side. No inland yet, but we'll get there one day.
No, we're getting there. I love being on the coast. You know me. I'm a coastal gal. Yeah. But on the weekend, I went to Port Arlington.
Yeah, I love Port Arlington. And it's good. You can see Melbourne City like floating out on the water on a nice foggy morning.
Yeah.
The hotel's great, but what are the people like, Davo?
Well, look, I went for a trot along the waterfront there, as you do, past the caravan park. Big, long walk. 10 people I said hello to. And let me tell you, they're at a 90% friendly rating.
Wow. I mean, I've been for a few walks up and down the Esplanade, but again, it's like you're giving it a more generous greeting than I'm like, yeah, like a Muppet. So that's great to hear. But the people of Port Arlington, they sound very friendly. How did you like judge it? How'd you rate it? Like, happy with the response, or were you just looking for acknowledgement back? Because I know you being ignored is one of your top five fears.
Oh, yeah. I like to be seen. I like to be heard. I like to feel all those feelings. Okay. And let me tell you, I was seen and heard. It was just, like I said, the criteria is just an acknowledgement back.
Okay.
It's as simple as that, my friend.
So even if they tell you to leave me alone, yeah, you're look, like, well, like, well, it's counted because you've acknowledged me. You've been seen. All right. Okay. This isn't a friendly audit. This is a girl reaching out for help. That's good. We'll get a website link made up and we'll start putting the suburbs and their ratings on it, because then if we do it yearly next year, you know, Geelong CBD, they can improve from their 10%.
Surely.
It's not going to be that hard. We just need 2 people to do it.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.